What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
From time to time, motorists are stopped and searched by the police, and your vehicle may be seized. We explore the conditions under which a stop and search operation is carried out and a motor vehicle is seized by the police on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, carries out stop and search operations as part of safety and security strategies. Motorists who commit traffic violations will be stopped by the police. Head of the JCF Corporate Communications Unit, CCU Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says one of the purposes of this type of operation is to reduce robberies and criminal migration.
We don't want persons to believe that they are being stopped arbitrarily. We will stop persons if we detect a breach of the Road Traffic Act. So if you are caught speeding, if it is detected that your vehicle license plate that are fixed, you don't have the sticker on your vehicle to indicate that your vehicle is licensed, if you're driving with a registration plate that the police have reason to believe could be fake or fraudulently acquired, you'll be stopped.
Ms. Lindsay says police officers have been briefed on the correct procedures to apply when carrying out searches, such as communicating to citizens the reason for the action. She says there are several provisions under the law that give the police the authority to stop and search a motor vehicle.
We stop and search under the Firearm Act. If we suspect that a vehicle could be carrying a firearm, it could be also the Customs Act, if we believe you have uncustomed goods. You could also be stopped under the Predial Larceny Act, and we also search under Section 19 of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Act, which gives us the authority to search for illegal guns, for illegal gaming things, for stolen goods, stolen property.
As it relates to seizures under the Road Traffic Act, the police should not seize the vehicle if the driver is not in possession of his or her license. Superintendent Lindsay says the police can, however, seize a motor vehicle if someone who has never issued a valid driver's license is caught behind the wheel. In addition to the car being seized, the police are required to prosecute the driver for operating the motor vehicle without first obtaining a driver's license.
If they find out that the owner of the vehicle allowed the individual without a driver's license to use the vehicle, that owner can be prosecuted as well.
In this case, the police will take custody of the vehicle until the owner or someone with a valid driver's license or authorization retrieves it. The police should not seize a vehicle that does not have insurance coverage or an expired fitness registration.
The police can lawfully seize your vehicle if the vehicle is not licensed. There is a provision in law that is referred to as the month of grace. So 1 month after your registration expires, if you are within that 1 month period, the police should not seize the vehicle.
Your vehicle may also be seized under the Road Traffic Act if you do not have a registration plate affixed to the car or if the plate is obscured, preventing the officer from seeing what is on it.
There are other acts that the police can lawfully seize your motor vehicle. For instance, if you are operating in contravention with the provisions of your license. Also, under the Dangerous Drug Act, Section 24 allows the police to seize vehicle if the vehicle is suspected to be used in commission of those offenses. Also, if the police have reason and evidence that your vehicle was involved in a criminal activity, then the vehicle can be seized and the owners can be held accountable, even if they were not the ones that were driving the vehicle at the time.
Parking in non-designated parking spots close to fire hydrants or in disabled spots without approval could also result in your vehicle being towed. Seized motor vehicles will not be returned until breaches have been corrected.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prairie Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.